Thank you for joining me today. My name is Reverend Dr. Barry King, and I'm an interfaith minister in the PEI Interfaith Ministry, which is a member unit of the Spiritual Science Fellowship. I'm also the author of the book Many Paths, One Truth, An Affirmation of Spirit. And I'd like to share with you one of the chapters in my book called You Are Changing the World. Last night, as I thought about what I might share with you, I turned on the news. People are still fighting wars and violent crimes are up. Intolerance and greed can still be seen in countries all over the world. The environment is still under siege. Extinctions are rising and soil erosion is becoming a global concern. The ozone layer, which protects all living things from harmful ultraviolet rays, is still being destroyed. After over 20 years of intense attention, we are no farther ahead with the battle against pollution. More and more people are suffering from depression, and suicides are increasing. Needless to say, the news was not encouraging. I believe, however, that if we look past the events of the day, there is a bigger picture we can see from watching the news. For a moment, let us look at the source of many of the problems facing the world today. Let's see. We have war, pollution, ozone depletion, soil erosion, loneliness, and depression. It would appear that the central player in all of these concerns is people. It is striking to realize the power that these people have on the state of the world that we live in. Let us make the world people a little less impersonal. Let us give these people a name. Who are these people? Well, I guess the answer to that is quite simple. We are the people. Ask yourself, how many times this week have I been impatient? How many times have I been intolerant or unkind? Have I reached out to help others or only to help myself? How much have I done for the environment? Do I bother to buy environmentally friendly products, or do I go for convenience and low price? Do I take responsibility for my actions, or do I blame consequences on an unseen force? Spirit tells us that thoughts are things, and that each thought is a prayer. You are changing the world. If the news of the future is to reflect a more positive picture, then we must accept responsibility for our actions. Reflect is the right word because the state of things in your world are a direct consequence of the types of thoughts that people harbor. If they fill themselves with pettiness and fear, then the world they live in will reflect this. If they fill themselves with joy and love, then the world they live in will reflect this. Which world would you like to live in? A world of cynicism or a world of joy? You are changing the world. Many of us will look at the big picture and feel powerless. We forget that the big picture is made up of many small parts. Changing the world is changing ourselves. It does not happen all at once. It takes time. A researcher was studying a group of rhesus monkeys on a chain of small islands. He noted that one of the main foods of these monkeys was potatoes. He found that on one of these remote islands, one monkey, one day, took its potato to the riverside and began to wash it. He noted this with interest because it was the first time he had seen this happen. Within a few weeks, however, he discovered that many monkeys on this island had learned to wash their potatoes too. He assumed that they had seen the first monkey and had learned the behavior. This was probably true for the monkeys on the first island. It was a learned behavior. However, all of a sudden, the researcher was seeing monkeys on other islands washing their potatoes too. Within a few months, all the monkeys on all the islands were washing their potatoes. How did he explain this? He called it the 100th monkey theory. This theory was that at a certain point, the 100th monkey, the behavior of washing potatoes had become part of the consciousness of all the monkeys simultaneously. That is, that the behavior had reached a critical mass, and once it did, the monkeys on all the islands developed a desire to wash their potatoes before eating them. It is this critical mass that we are looking for. All you can do is to do the best that you can do. If we all do the best that we can, eventually we will reach the critical mass we need for people's consciousness to change and become more positive. If you embrace love, compassion, kindness, you will make the world a better place. One of the lessons that we have to learn, however, is that we should not judge others. We do not know the path that others are on, nor do we know the lessons they must learn. Try not to judge. Be tolerant of other ways and recognize that the only person that you can take responsibility for is you. And that's often hard enough. Judging others is how to avoid looking at ourselves. You have all heard information. You can program yourself more positive if you use it, just as you can program yourself to be more negative by using negative affirmations. A negative affirmation is when you are given a task and tell yourself that you cannot do it. You might say, I can't do this because I'm too tired, or I'm too inexperienced, or too stressed, or too important, or too clumsy. You get the idea. Be assured that if you believe that you can't do it, you will not do it. A positive affirmation is just the opposite and works best when stated as an event that has reached a positive conclusion. If you were quitting smoking, your affirmation might be, I give thanks for being a non-smoker. When you go to bed at night, instead of thinking about all that went wrong during the day, you should do an inventory of all the positive things that happened during the day and give thanks for the challenges that you faced. Affirmations can be used effectively to change your behavior and your thought patterns. Contrary to all that you've been taught, it's not your actions that change the world. It is your thoughts. Thoughts that are translated, manifested through action. There are no kind or compassionate acts without kind or compassionate thoughts. You have all seen the emptiness of action where there is no intent. You are here on this planet, in this lifetime, to change the world. You are an agent of change. You are who you are for a reason. Each star has a place in the universe, just as each of us has a place in the cycle of growth and life on this planet. Someday the news on the television will be full of accomplishments and joy. We will change the world. Choose the future now. Thank you for allowing me to share with you. And may your thoughts be filled with joy and light. God bless.